This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. Hi. Did you sniff me?
Double sniff kiss. I don't know.
Why'd you sniff me? Sniff my head. I miss you too. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Relax the Podcast with Colleen Ballinger and Eric Stocklin.
The braids are back in town, huh?
It's that time of year.
What is that time of year?
That means I don't have time to shower and my hair is like too heavy to be on the top of my head because I'm so tired that I just have constant headaches. So the hair goes in braids these
times. Explains the sniff.
Oh, is it rough?
It's not it a smells good smell. Like a childhood snowsuit up there.
Oh, that's not, that can't, I've never lived in snow, but I'm assuming that smells like an old Band-Aid.
That is a very
or
specific reference, but that's what.
Like an old Band-Aid, I feel like.
What?
Like at the inside of a cast.
Sure.
That sounds like that's what that would smell like. So I don't smell good is what he's saying.
No, you smell great.
I'm sure.
You look great.
I don't, but you look great. You look so cute. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast today. We have a fun episode for you. Flynn wanted to do a truck of the day. We're going to do that shortly.
Yeah, we have two great guests this week.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that.
We don't normally have guests, but we have two great
guests. Eric always wants me to be a guest as someone else other than me. You into cosplay? You just always want me to be something else.
I don't think that's cosplay.
Yeah, it is something different. Yeah. Role play. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, we got an email from a publicist this week saying if a big touring comedian could come on.
What? Oh my God. I know what you're doing. Okay. Anyway, we'll see about that. He thinks Miranda Sings is going to come on today. Depends on how it goes.
Yeah, she's out promoting her tour. She's on all the podcasts right now.
Yeah, you're
promoting
so
her tour.
Meta. Is that what the word? What's it called when you're an actor and you're like really like into it? Is it meta acting?
No, it's method. Meta.
What's meta?
Oh, gosh.
I'm tired.
The metaverse?
All right. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go first with who needs to relax. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well.
Unless you want to go first.
Well, I think it was so Flynn had one. I feel like he should go first.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to do Flynn wanted to do a truck of the day. So we're going to actually just...
And then he wouldn't leave.
Yeah, he just wanted to keep going. So we'll do Flynn's truck of the day slash his who needs to relax.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And then we'll get to our who needs to relax. Take a listen.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Oh, truck of the day. Truck of the day.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Oh, what's the rest of the card?
Oh, it goes truck.
Truck of the day.
Yeah, that was great. That was really good. I loved it. High five.
What's the rest of the part?
That's it. You did the whole thing.
Too.
Flynn asked to do a truck of the day today.
It's been a while, Flynn. We haven't done a truck of the day in a long time.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
What's it going to be today?
A flatbed tow truck in the car.
Flatbed tow truck in the car.
What kind of flatbed tow truck? What color is it?
Can I see it?
The cab is kind of brown a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that car says? How do you think it sounds? That's pretty good.
That's like a race car noise.
Yeah, it is like a race car noise. That's a pretty cool sound.
A garbage truck like that.
That's what a garbage truck does? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you get this truck?
At Target.
Did you pick it out?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about your truck?
Flynn's truck of the day.
Yeah, baby.
Do you have any questions for us?
I think I'm all done.
All righty. Thanks, dude. Flynn has said he's not done with Trick of the Day. He's changed his mind, and he had something else to do.
What song?
What do you want to do? Ooh, I love that.
Is that a new song?
Yes,
a new
song.
I really like that new song, Flynn.
Woof. Hunt for cats.
Hunt for cats. That's the best song ever.
Oh my god!
Hunt for cats.
I like that song.
Where did that come?
Na 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 na.
Where did you come up with hunt for cats? I like that.
I made it up.
I love it. That is such a good song.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
That was so good.
Hunt for cats.
Yes.
That's such a good song, Flynn. Oh, we both got denied the high five. We always say that Flynn is like the cool kid in high school that we just desperately want the approval of.
Right.
Like, Flynn just seems like so cool and we just want him to like us. He's the popular kid in school and he just denied us both a high five. Can I have a high five?
Ooh,
thanks.
Truck high five.
Ran a truck at the daddy. And mama's at the zoo. And then mama was her makeup.
Nice. Mama's at the zoo with makeup and this. I like those lyrics.
Mama's with this.
I love this song. Do you want to do a knock knock joke?
You can do mine.
You want daddy to do your microphone?
Yep.
Okay.
Do it.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Microphone.
Microphone who?
You're talking into a microphone.
Good one.
Good one, daddy.
Do you have any knock knock jokes, Flynn?
Jump, 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 jump. I'm for cats.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive you. Hilarious.
Flynn, do you have anything that needs to relax?
I don't like broccoli.
You don't like broccoli?
No.
No?
Why not?
I don't like the cousins' broccoli at their different home.
You don't like
the cousins had broccoli at their house?
What's it taste like?
It's kind of like silly, but I don't like silly broccoli.
It's kind of silly, but you don't like silly broccoli?
Yeah.
I like broccoli.
You like broccoli?
I do like broccoli, yeah.
I like broccoli, too.
I don't like broccoli.
So broccoli needs to relax.
Relax.
Relax, broccoli. Are we all done?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. There we go. Broccoli needs to relax.
Good job, Flinster.
And we're back. Oh, I love our son.
He's an absolute gem.
He's the best.
A diamond. I mean, he's the best person I've ever met. No offense.
He really is. No offense to you. And no offense to our other kids. They just can't talk yet. So they're pretty great, but they just, you know. They don't have good knock knock jokes.
He's
like
funny,
Flynn.
Man, and he's so creative.
Funny. I just said he's so funny. Whoa, that's where we're at.
Hunt for cats, just off the just improvising
oh my God,
a song
that was
called
so
"And Is Good."
Funny, he's so funny.
I love him.
Yeah, so he had a relax this week, which was broccoli, which is funny. We don't make him eat broccoli. He must be pretty traumatized by going to his cousin's house and them eating broccoli, and it freaked him out.
I think we tried a couple of times, like mixing it in
mac and
cheese.
Asked for it a couple of times, and he's because there's been days where he's like, I love broccoli. And we're like, what? All right.
Well, he was just messing with us.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, he's fabulous. We have a couple of good relaxes, things we need to relax
sure
for you guys in a minute here. But it's chaos in this house. So if we seem a little flustered, it's because we are. I'm getting ready for my tour and also Easter. By the time you guys are listening to this, Easter is over. But at our house, it's happening tomorrow.
Biggest holiday of the year.
Listen, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this because we have a disagreement on Easter and the celebratory happenings of Easter. Uh-huh. So we need to talk about this. But we'll talk to that in a minute. First, we're going to talk about what you're going to be needing the day after Easter. Because I know you're going to have a drink to get through Easter with my crazy family.
Is it my best friend's Liquid IV?
It's your best friend Liquid IV. An entire shelf in our pantry is dedicated to Liquid IV.
It's actually two shelves at this point.
I know. Oh man, guys, listen up. When you push your body too hard or just feel run down, it's extremely important to stay hydrated. And that's where Liquid IV comes in. Liquid IV is definitely part of Eric's daily routine. You have it every day. Every day.
I do, yeah.
You love Liquid IV. I always see you sucking on it.
I think, it makes me feel better.
It does.
I mean, imagine getting an IV, right? Yeah. But like they don't have to poke it in your arm. It's actually a delicious beverage.
I know. Incredible.
I'm not saying that they're the same thing.
They are
thing,
very good.
But they have similar names.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes. And, but it has become part of our daily routine. Like I said, there's a whole shelf of it in our two shelves, Eric's saying, in our pantry.
Lately, I've been going with guava flavor.
Nice. Yeah. Get into it. Guava. I haven't tried that
one. They also have a caramel apple flavor if I'm feeling.
If you're feeling frisky.
Crazy. I'm feeling crazy.
It's so good, and it helps not just when you have a drink. I know you said you'll have it after you have a drink, but you just
working
have it all the
out.
Time to stay hydrated, work out. Yeah, it's pretty fabulous.
One live stick, in the desert.
Yeah, do we?
Is San Fernando Valley, desert? I would say, is desert-like.
You're just going to give away our GPS, our location?
It's a huge valley.
Anyway, one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. With 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, it is made with premium ingredients. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. And what makes Liquid IV so effective, you might ask? Well,
yeah.
The science of cellular transport technology is designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the bloodstream. And they are on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 20 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use RELAX at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you go use promo code RELAX at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code RELAX. Ow, oh, F me in the freaking butt.
Please
don't put that in.
Please keep that in.
No, I just ran over my own foot.
Just beep it, but please.
I just ran over my own foot with this wheelie chair. It was very painful.
Who do you think needs to relax?
This wheelie chair just ran over my foot. Made me say something very inappropriate. Who I think needs to relax. I feel like we've probably talked about this on here before. I don't know. We've had so many episodes. Chapped lips. You instantly licked your lips.
I know I did.
I hate chapped lips, and ever since I was pregnant,
you hate it on other people too.
Well, chapped lips in general, I don't think anyone likes chapped lips, but for me personally,
yeah,
since I was pregnant with the twins, I've had really, really bad issues with dry lips and chapped lips. And then after I gave birth, I was like, oh, that'll go away, and it didn't. And I feel like I always, like, my lips always look crusty.
Mine
and
too.
Flaky and dry. I hate it. Doesn't matter what kind of chapstick I use. You do lick your lips a lot.
Yeah,
I've always noticed that about
and
you.
Flint kind of does the thing too.
Mm-hmm. He kind of chews on his lips. It really drives me crazy. And I can't find a chapstick that actually works. Like it helps me feel better for like a second, but then my lips are just flaky and gross.
Chapsticks a lot of time make it feel worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You become dependent on it.
Yeah, I don't like it. But you know what I mean? You get like crusties on the
Aquaphor ones. There's like a-
Like the stuff we put on the kid's butt?
Lip repair intent. Yeah, the same brand as the butt repair. They make a lip- Chapstick.
I bet you it's the same ingredients.
It's just the same stuff.
Do you think I could share cream with my kids' butts?
You could probably put butt paste on your mouth.
Probably. It would look the same as it does with that.
The mouth is the butt of the face.
You know?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, some could argue it's the nose, but I'd say it's the mouth. Yeah, the mouth is the butt of the
face. But you would say the nose is the butt of the
face?
The
butt of the face. You mean the anus of the face?
Yeah.
Not the butt. Because the face would be the butt. The anus would be the mouth, technically speaking.
Yes. Thanks for being way more descriptive than I was. I mean, I feel like I was getting the message across, but you made it grosser.
You're welcome. That was possible. Anyway, yeah, I don't like chap lips and I don't like them on me. I get really insecure about my chap lips all the time. And sometimes when I'm editing my vlogs, I'm like, ugh. You see if my lips are chapped.
Do you remember like your earliest chapstick memory? Is that a weird question? Because I can remember fourth grade being like, I need chapstick in my pocket all the time.
No, I don't remember that. But I remember enjoying like Smuckers. The chapsticks that are flavored for kids. Like I got my Claire's. Mm-hmm. They had like root beer.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah.
Like strawberry and Sprite.
Sprite chapstick.
Yeah, I think they had it all.
Again, probably just tore your lips up and didn't
do anything.
Anyway.
And it didn't even taste like the thing. It just smelled like the thing.
I always liked as a kid or as a younger adult, I liked cherry chapstick.
Yeah. Okay, Katy Perry shaking in her boots.
I know, but I did. But like it kind of has like a pinkish tint to it, right?
I don't know about that.
Does it make
and what's wrong with that?
I was always insecure that I liked it. Not really. You're I didn't care.
It sounds like you did.
I'd buy the two pack. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It doesn't
have a pink tint.
Like chapstick brand chapstick and like.
Does it make your lips pink?
I think it makes it more pink than like the regular chapstick.
I don't know about that. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It does look pink, but it doesn't make your. Anyway, this is riveting conversation. Do you have more memories?
And then there was like I remember it was popular in high school. Like Carmex was popular.
I think of like grandpa.
Like the tins of like really strong, like it's like.
I think that's like a grandpa thing. That's like an old man thing.
No, it was like a hip thing. It was like a trendy thing when I was in high school.
Interesting.
Was the tins of the round.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just always found those in my dad's drawers in his bathroom.
Is all that?
Like my dad's a chapstickaholic.
Yeah, he is.
He loves a chapstick.
Yeah, it's addictive. I mean, if you're going to have a vice. Chapstick isn't like it could be
it's
worse.
Not bad. Yeah. But I don't like chap lips. That's who needs to relax. I'm so sick of it. I don't want to have to wear chapstick. I don't want to have to carry it around. I always lose it.
Do other things get chapped?
Yeah.
Like
lots
what?
Of things get chapped. Your nose. Like my nose is chapped right now because of allergies.
Like on the inside?
No, on the outside.
Oh, like here?
Yeah.
That, you would chapped. Consider that chapped?
Yeah, you can get a chapped.
I didn't know.
Nose.
I thought only
I don't know.
Lips
maybe that's not.
Chapped.
Maybe it's just dry skin. I don't know. I feel like your butt get chapped. That sounds weird.
My butt's always chapped.
Oof, rough. Change the subject. Who needs to relax for you today, love?
I'm just going to keep it gross.
All right.
Why not?
Why not?
I was driving today with Flynn. We went to Target and I pulled up to a stoplight, you know, and this older woman pulls up next to us. She's probably in her 60s, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she's in a very expensive car, like a $90,000 very nice car.
Okay.
And she's pulled up a little bit ahead of me. So like there's no awkward eye contact. She can't see that I can clearly see everything that she's doing. And she was just going to town in her nose.
Love that.
Just picking the mess, like just going.
60s?
Yeah. Going
yeah, she didn't care
crazy up there.
Mm-hmm. She got to get it.
And then eating it.
Love that.
Like eating like picking so deep, looking, and then, going again and then eating it. And then I swear to God, she takes it, picks, and then she rolled a little.
Stop. I don't want to hear about rolling
and
a
then
ball.
And then she started rolling the
Stop
ball
it.
Of boogers over her lips.
I can't.
This like
Stop.
Booger
no,
and
real,
then
real,
ate
real,
it
can,
and then
real,
went back
can.
To town. And I was
I'm not even pregnant. I'm gagging.
I couldn't. Here's the thing. I'm all for picking your nose. Like I think picking your nose can be extremely rewarding, you know,
okay.
Especially if like you get a good one, you know what I mean?
On.
And like, and how about a good old fashioned flick? You
no,
know what I mean?
Not, no.
And then you like hear it ting.
Stop, I really am going to vomit.
Ting
I'm,
off like
stop,
something.
Stop.
And it's, the best place to do it, like without no argument here, the best place to pick your nose is while driving your car. Of course. It's like, everybody does
really
this.
Can't participate
but
in this conversation.
I don't understand. This isn't the first time I've seen this. Like I've seen this before. People eating their own
we
boogers.
We got to change the subject. I'm going to throw up on camera. Listen.
Why?
Listen.
I don't even know what my own, I mean. I guess I've had like snot, like when I've been like sick or whatever, and you've gone and you kind of taste it in the back of your throat, but I've never picked a booger and then eaten it.
To change the subject. Here, this is the thing. I know people listening are like, Colleen, why would this gross you out? You are the most foul person.
You just don't do boogers.
Boogers are
no bugs for you.
I will vomit. I don't know why. Poop? Like babies can poop all over me. I don't care. They can puke all over me.
No,
don't
we're well
care.
Aware the myriad of ways that you are disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Yeah. But when it comes to boogers, you can't.
I would argue that I'm the most disgusting person on the planet.
Yeah.
Like easily. But for some reason, boogers are atrociously foul to me. Like I am the prissiest of priss when it comes to boogers. Like I think like if our kids have boogers, I can't help them out. Not going to give them a tissue. Not going to. I like Eric's
no, you can't.
On
you
booger
ask
control.
Me to do it. And like when they're sick, there's a thing you have to do with kids where you have to like essentially nope. with a hose,
suck it
a
out.
A little hose, suck out boogers.
It's so gross.
Like you're siphoning gas out of a gas tank. And you won't do that.
I have done it and I almost throw up. I hate it. I've done it because I'll do anything for my kids. But like I poop on me all day, kids. Don't care. Doesn't bother me. That is too far. I literally despise boogers.
I'm sorry. I'm not prepared. I should have done a little bit more research, but I need to now just search. Why do people eat boogers?
Why would you search this? We need to change the subject is what I'm saying.
Can you fill time here?
God.
Love.
He wants me to fill time. I don't want to talk about boogers and that's the topic we're on. I don't know what it is about it, but it really makes me.
Oh, I didn't even
so
have to
and
finish
the
sentence.
Keep talking about it now. Oh my God. Love.
Hold on a second, guys.
Ugh.
A habit can become so normal to a person that they may not realize they're picking their nose and eating their boogers. So some people do this unconsciously. This woman knew it because she was rubbing the ball of booger all over her bottom lip.
This is so
second.
No one's listening to the podcast.
Second,
anymore.
The nose picking may be a way of relieving anxiety.
Okay.
Is this what could help me?
Eating your boogers?
Apparently.
This is so gross. If I were listening to this podcast, this episode, I would have turned it off. I cannot hear
in
this.
In some people, compulsive nose picking, rhinotelexomania may be a form of obsessive compulsive disorder. Jesus. Oh, so this may, you know, she may have a disorder, this woman. Now I feel bad. Is eating boogers good for you? Risks and how to stop.
No, we gotta
medical
stop.
News
I'm
today.
Dead serious. You gotta stop. It's really
okay. So the science, is unclear here on whether or not eating boogers has any benefits. However, there is some evidence to suggest that this habit could expose the body to germs. Yeah, of course. It could also damage your nasal passages. All you freaks out there driving around eating your boogers right now. Could lead to all kinds of nosebleeds. So I'm not gonna read something about pus in here. Are you, love? We're doing a podcast. Are you okay with pus?
Pus is fine.
Oh, okay.
And not from the nose.
Yeah, we're talking about pus and boogers.
Can we move on from this? This is so gross. This is like the grossest we've ever been. I feel like poop pussy and farts. Nose. Time. Stop for real. Listen to me. Listen. Are you listening? Look at me for real. Look at me. I'm being dead serious. I feel like poop and farts can be relatable.
Did you just paint your nails?
Yeah.
They smell very strong.
Listen, you're not
pink?
I just asked one simple question.
So anyways.
Please listen to me and you won't. Just listen, please. I feel like poop, farts are normal, disgusting banter. Relatable. This too far. I feel like there's no anyone still listening right now.
I'm just a witness. I didn't.
But you're
I
still
wasn't
talking
the one
about
doing it.
It's you, we need to move on. We need to move on, or I'm gonna have
eating.
To leave.
I'm just saying I saw this
stop.
Woman doing it. My nose is itching now, and I feel like I have to. Is everyone listening to this? If you are still listening, are you all
no
picking
one's
your
listening.
Nose?
This is so gross. I'm really gonna.
My
throw
is
up.
Your is the inside of your nose
no,
itchy
it's
right
not.
Now?
I want to move on from this topic so badly.
I want to pick my nose so bad right now.
Please don't. Please don't. We gotta move on from this conversation. So we're gonna go to our next ad because I need to go throw up, and you need to go pick your nose. Clearly. All right, guys, you know, it doesn't make me throw up is SeatGeek. We are so excited that today's podcast, we got a little sponsor from SeatGeek. We're
oh,
so
that's
excited.
Big time.
Summer concerts are here, and that means you can get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek with promo code RELAX. If you didn't know already, SeatGeek is a ticketing app that makes buying tickets super simple. You just get the app on your phone, and it's by far the best way to buy tickets. Eric's got it on his phone.
I'm going to use it to buy Dodgers tickets because the Dodgers just started.
I know. I think my dad loves Dodgers.
Yeah.
You got to take Flynn to a Dodger
game.
Yeah,
me and Flynn and your dad.
It's going
to
be amazing.
We'll
With so many amazing concerts and festivals happening right now, you're not going to want to miss out. We're talking The Weeknd. We're talking Doja Cat.
Oh, Justin, I thought you were saying like The Weeknd.
Bieber. Well, and The Weeknd. It's probably on The Weeknd. Yeah. You can see The Weeknd on The Weeknd.
Wait, are The Weeknd, Doja Cat, and Bieber doing a concert together?
I hope. Olivia Rodrigo, Shawn Mendes, so much more.
Sounds like the Grammys.
I know. It's incredible. Yeah, so we are hoping to go to the Dodger game. I'm going to go. Can I go to a Dodger game?
Coachella's happening right now.
I know. We are not there.
We're here.
We are here. we are here talking about SeatGeek. But we don't need to go to Coachella because we can just use SeatGeek to go check out an artist anytime we want. Go see a concert. Mm-hmm. SeatGeek wants to make sure you're getting a good deal. So when you're on the app, look for the green dots. Green means good deal. Red means bad.
Yeah, they tell you.
Yes. Kind of like a flag. Watch out for red flags.
Yeah, you know.
Don't worry, guys. We've got the hookups. Use code RELAX at $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. $20 off. That's pretty good. $20 off your purchase with promo code RELAX. So you can just download the app and use promo code RELAX for $20 off. Code RELAX for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. Go check it out. It's going to be pretty fun to go watch a concert using SeatGeek. Ta-da! Let's talk about Easter. Can we talk about Easter?
Okay, fine. What?
Eric keeps wanting to talk about nose stuff, and I'm like begging him to move on. So I'm saying Easter.
Nose is like, is that?
I just don't know why. I just don't want to talk about it. Easter. Okay. Easter. Easter is coming up tomorrow for us. It's already passed. But Eric thinks it's so weird that I celebrate Easter.
No, I don't think it's that. It's like you treat it like it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Like it's a big I think you just love holidays. You love themes.
Well, I don't know. This is
but Easter for me. I guess we had to go to church, right? Do you go to church on Easter, people?
Well, I don't know if you did. I always did. But here's the thing: is that like,
isn't there like a Palm Friday?
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
So
but there's palms, right?
There are palms. Palms are involved.
Yeah. and then there was an Easter basket, and I think one year we actually got a rabbit. But I did know kids that like got like presents on Easter.
Right.
I looked forward to it when I was a kid. It's just, you know.
You always make fun of me because I love Easter and I always want to celebrate Easter. And you always think it's so crazy. So one of the reasons I love this podcast is people always will tell us like, because there are times where I think, oh my gosh, this is how everyone thinks. And there are times where you're like, no, everyone thinks this. And it always, you know, sparks a little debate in the comments of like, who is correct?
It's just been about like, for me, it's been about like 3 decades since I've like celebrated Easter in the traditional sense. So to now be married to you and have 3 kids, it's like, oh, Easter's back.
But after, even before kids.
After 30 years and like we have to put out eggs. I guess before kids, we would do it for your niece and nephews.
My family. Like I love Easter.
Yeah.
And every year he's always like, why? It's Easter. Who cares? It's just Easter. And I'm like, is this another one of those things that my like sheltered little life that I just thought it was a huge holiday like Christmas? Like to me, if you're ranking holidays, it's Christmas, then Easter.
Oh, that's wild to me.
Then Thanksgiving, then 4th of July. And 4th of July and Easter and Thanksgiving are all kind of on the same level to me. It's like Christmas and then the next most important are Easter, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving.
I think it for sure goes Christmas, Halloween.
Oh, I didn't even think of Halloween.
Yeah, you didn't.
No. I'm asking the listeners, is Easter a big deal for you guys? Or is this just like a weird thing that I thought it was a big deal and it's not, because we love Easter and we go to town. Like my family loves Easter, Easter egg hunts, Easter games, family gatherings, dinner.
Yeah.
The whole kit and caboodle.
It's exciting to me now because I can,
is it because
hide eggs
2 weeks ago
Flynn.
You were like, why are we doing Easter?
Because I make
Easter?
A ham.
And
what
were
they like when you were a kid? Like what was in your Easter basket?
Well, we would go to church,
uh-huh.
and you always get dressed up for church. My mom usually made us dresses, like sewed them.
Cool.
And so
like
cool.
Like, is Easter dress a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You dress fancy on
it's
Easter.
It's like pastels, right?
Yeah. Oh, pastel. Like boys wear suspenders, girls wear little dresses, mm-hmm. little.
Yeah. No, I think I participated
white Mary
in
Jean
that.
Shoes.
I think, yeah.
And so we go to church, and mm-hmm. usually there's some big celebration at church. And my family, when I was really little, we'd put on like plays of the resurrection of Jesus Christ because that's what Easter is about. You know this, correct?
Yes.
So that's what we would do. And we'd like sing songs about, you know, that and reenact the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Good Friday is when he was crucified. And then Easter is when he came out the
Easter
cave.
Is when he rose from the dead.
Right. Why do they call it Good Friday then? If that's
you know
was-
what? I'm really not smart. I don't remember. I should know. I went to Bible college and I went to church my whole life.
I'm like, sure you'd be the
why
authority.
Do I not know what
I'm
Good
embarrassed
Friday
that
is?
I don't know.
I think Good Friday is when, is Good Friday when Lent ends or is that Easter? That oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now, you guys.
And what's Thirsty Thursday? Why do they say that in the Bible?
Oh my God. Okay, so this is why I'm confused. All right, listen. Good Friday, I was right in what I initially thought is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But here's the issue. I was always taught 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Uh-huh. But Sunday is Easter. So right. Friday is not 3 days away from Sunday. It is two. So that's why I was confused. And also, why would you call it a good day when Jesus
right.
was very brutally crucified on the cross in a horrible way?
It's always...
Why is it called Good Friday?
Depicted pretty violent.
Well, because it was violent. So why is it Good Friday? And also, it didn't say 3 days later he rose from the dead.
Saturday.
Saturday
is for the boys.
Saturday is the end of the week.
Saturday is the end of the week?
Mm-hmm. And Sunday is the beginning of the week.
What was it? Oh.
anyway, so you were asking me about what my Easters were like. We never celebrated Good Friday. That's not something we did. I think that's like a Passover thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that Passover? I don't know. Guys, we are not religious experts here. Although I should be. I went to Bible college and went to church my entire life.
Yeah, poser.
But, well, it's just Good Friday was not a thing in my growing
curriculum.
Ups. Well, it was in my curriculum, but like I was to a non-denominational church. Uh-huh. And I think that's not, you know, other denominations celebrated it more than what I did. But we just celebrated Easter. The rising of Christ from the dead. And that is Easter. So of course, because he was brutally crucified and then rose from the dead, we eat chocolate and look for eggs that a bunny pooped. So that's what Easter is.
Did these eggs come from, I mean, they're eggs. Do bunnies lay eggs even?
Are you being is that a frill question? You want to have rephrase that one? Try again?
Well, why is it Easter eggs and there's a bunny when bunnies don't lay eggs?
So you know that, right?
Yes, I know, Bonnie.
Okay, because you asked. I'm just making sure.
No, yeah, I know they don't. We rescued two baby bunnies.
We did.
I did, yeah. Me and Flynn.
Anyway, yeah, bunnies do not lay eggs. I don't know why that's part of the Easter tellings, but so...
We have a lot of questions on this podcast.
I know. I feel so embarrassed answers. That I don't know the answers to the religious questions, because I usually would know the answer to these things, but we just never celebrated Good Friday, and it makes no sense that it's called Good Friday when it's a crucifixion. Also, that's 3 days later he rose from the dead, but that's only 2 days from Easter, so I'm very confused.
And then somehow rabbits got involved, but like, they're chicken eggs, right? If you look at the Easter eggs, they're chicken eggs.
They are chicken eggs, yes. But bunnies
and what are peeps?
Hide them.
Because peeps are chickens,
peeps
right?
Peeps are chickens, correct.
So why are peeps chickens? Why aren't they bunnies?
Peep, peep.
I understand the noise the chickens make, but I'm just saying, why is it an Easter candy specifically?
Because chickens lay eggs and eggs are on Easter. Anyway, so then we would go home. And
see, this is why I'm saying there's nothing. This holiday is just a mess.
I'm trying to explain to you what we
it's
would do and why I loved
mess.
It. And like, you won't let me finish. So then after church, we'd come home and the Easter bunny would have come while we were at church. And we get to search for Easter eggs. And my mom always color coordinated, so we always got the even amount. So I was always pink or purple eggs. Rachel was blue, Trent green, you know, whatever. We
That's
all had
something
our own
you kind
eggs.
Of continue, yeah.
I do that because that way you can make sure it's fair, because there's younger kids who aren't going to be good at finding eggs. There's always some older kid who's like going to find them all and take them all
forever.
That's
just how the world is.
So the color coordinates, we all get equal amounts, and they're full of candy and fun little surprises. We dye Easter eggs, which is super fun. We play Easter games, the whole family comes over.
It is not fun to dye Easter eggs.
It's so
it is,
fun.
That is not a fun thing. And they
it's
don't.
It's so fun.
Here's the thing. They don't look good. And then
yes,
you,
they do.
And then they also become inedible.
That's not true. They're just colorful.
And it smells like vinegar.
That's
and you
because
get like
it is
the
vinegar.
Metal, the little metal hexagon with the thing that doesn't really hold the egg. Dying eggs.
I love dying thanks. It's so fun. There's so many different ways to do it.
And you get like the wax crayon to like draw the line, and then that doesn't work.
What are you doing? What kind of, you're not doing it right. It does work. Also, there's so many fun things. You can now they have the tie-dye kind where you can put them in a little baggie. You can put rice in a bag with dyes and then you shake it and it looks really cool, like a marbled look. There's many different kinds. For fun. We're like,
this is this amazing holiday. It's right in tier with Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Better.
And what do? We do egg crafts. That sounds like the worst holiday I've ever heard of.
It's so fun.
Do you like hard boiled eggs?
Yeah, I love hard boiled eggs.
I've never even seen you eat a hard boiled egg.
I ate them my entire pregnancy. It was like the only thing I could stomach that was protein.
That is a straight up fiction lie.
I'm going to vomit on your face.
You never ate a hard boiled egg once.
Ask my mother. My mom is here. She's in the other room. I ate hard boiled eggs all the time. In fact, I ate one yesterday. I love hard boiled eggs. Are you kidding? Deviled eggs? Delicious. One of my favorite meal side items on the planet.
You like just ruining one of your favorite. So you love hard boiled eggs, right? And you like just ruining hard boiled eggs with vinegar and dye?
No, making them more beautiful, first of all. Second of all, you can still eat them. Just sometimes the dye gets through.
I can't believe it. I just surely thought you would agree with me. Yes, this holiday is total BS.
No, it's so fun. What are you talking about?
It doesn't make any sense. It's a total mess.
I have Easter bingo that we're going to play tomorrow. I have this really fun game where you hold eggs in your crotch and then you lay them into baskets and you have teams and whoever can lay the most wins. It's very fun.
The only game that I think is fun with an egg is when you have like an unhard-boiled egg and you have to throw it and then you take a step back and you throw it.
Yeah, but
catch
then it gets on you and it's sticky. So we're going to do that.
So that's the one that you don't like?
I don't like that one. But we can do that with water balloons because water makes sense and I don't want like egg to rot everywhere. Do you know what I mean? So we're not going to do that one. But we are going to do it with water balloons. We're going to dye Easter eggs. I have like a whole coloring station. I have tons of plastic eggs. Everyone has their own color. Everyone gets their own Easter basket. I also have a white elephant version of like an Easter version of white elephant where it's white elephant but with eggs and you pick the egg and then the egg has a number in it that goes to a weird gift. And so we're gonna play white elephant. It's gonna be so fun. I'm so excited. And you're gonna make ham. Doesn't that sound fun?
I know. I'm just saying, objectively speaking, we're all gonna dress up as things. It's spooky. We're gonna walk around the neighborhood. People give us like candy. A man with a beard is gonna come down your chimney and bring you a bunch of presents, like
kind of creepy.
That are like cool presents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not like Easter presents.
What?
And this is like this guy a long time ago, you know, he died for you, then came back to life. Mm-hmm. And so now we're just doing egg crafts, and egg games. Mm-hmm. And like fake green grass is going to get everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't have any of that, I don't think. I'm going to look up where.
I don't think that's a good holiday. Like, it's not a good holiday.
You don't have fun on Easter with me?
I'm just saying, if I was like at the pitch meeting for holidays.
Right.
And someone was like, all right, we need to come up with something for April. And, and anybody got any April ideas? And someone at the conference table raised their hand. It was like, hey, I got an idea. We're going to call it Easter. We're going to do all these egg games and crafts. But we're going to base it on this very violent death and then resurrection.
That's kind of weird.
I think the person in charge of holidays would be like, go back to the drawing board with that one, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because this guy's got like fireworks and popsicles
scavenger
and
hunt?
Beach.
Like a scavenger hunt? So fun. Like,
so that's how it was pitched as like a scavenger hunt holiday?
Actually, I just looked it up while you're talking. According to some sources, sounds good.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny just arrived in America in the 1700s with German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania and transported their tradition of an egg-laying hare called Osterhaus or Osterhaus. Okay. Their children made nests in which this creature could lay its colored eggs. So it was an egg-laying hare. Magical egg laying hare, and it laid colored eggs. See, it's fun. It's a German.
Of course, it's
tradition.
A German like fairy tale. Like,
that's so fun.
They got mixed with the Bible somehow.
I know. I don't know how that happened. But think about.
But that's the same. Isn't? I feel like Santa Claus is a German fairy tale that got mixed with the Bible as well.
Yeah, of course. Like the Saint Nicholas is nothing to do with the birth of Jesus Christ.
Life's hard, I guess. We all got to figure out ways to have things to look forward to. And I guess for some people, it's Easter.
Indeed, love. Speaking of Indeed.
That was the best segue you've ever done to an episode.
60 how many episodes later. Indeed is our next sponsor. You deserve a fresh start, guys, in all parts of your life, even at work. Take your team to the next level with a hiring partner that makes it simple to find candidates with the right skills. That's Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applicants that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applicants that meet your must-have requirements. We love Indeed. It is fabulous, as you guys know. We talk about it all the time here on this podcast. We're so grateful for their sponsor and for their help. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to find people that you're looking for in your business. Go check it out. Start hiring right now with $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/relax. The offer is valid through April 30th. Indeed makes it easy to hire great talent. According to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. And Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So like I said, we got you a special little offer. Go to Indeed.com/relax to claim your $75 credit before April 30th. Indeed.com/relax. Terms and conditions may apply. You need to hire? You need Indeed. Alrighty, love.
Yeah, come here. We have a special guest. I don't think she's here yet.
Oh, geez, Louise.
No, I'm just talking to ours.
You're talking to our nothing? Our nothing. Wall?
Colleen.
Yes?
What? There's been this crazy pandemic going on for...
Yeah, I'm
heard. Couple of years. But you are going back on tour.
I am. I keep calling it a tour. I don't know that it's technically a tour because it's only a few dates. And I'm basically just making up for the shows that got canceled because of the pandemic.
There's 12 that I see here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Does that constitute a tour? I don't know.
You do like weekend dates, right?
Uh-huh. So it's like I'm going out for this year. Once a month for a few shows. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
And the first ones are in California.
They're coming up like right now. When you guys are listening to this podcast episode, the day it comes out, we're leaving for the first show the next day.
Is that right? On Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? It's like as a live performer who hasn't performed live in a couple of years.
I am terrified.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really scared. So much has changed. And excuse my yawn, but that should explain how I'm doing.
Everything
I'm
changes. Tired.
Yes, that's true. Everything changes. So much has changed in the last couple of years. Obviously, we have two more kids. The world, I feel like, has a different view on everything.
And comedy has changed.
And, you know, just a lot of hard things going on in the world. And it's a confusing time still because we are still pretty quarantined. And so to like go and like be in a theater of people is right. Really scary to me.
Yeah, we have baby and then I've had more little babies.
Of course, we're doing it as safely as possible, but.
So yeah, it's kind of been on a scale of scarediness during it. Like sometimes we'll be out now, we'll be the only ones wearing a mask.
We almost always are the only ones wearing a mask.
But like,
In
any case, yeah, so you're. But to get back on stage.
I'm very excited to get back on stage.
Yeah.
I'm very scared that I've lost it. I'm scared that I'm like not. Yeah, you've heard me every night. I'm like, I don't think I'm funny anymore. I don't think I'm.
But you did live shows from our home. You live streamed like three.
I can't remember. I think three. Yeah, maybe
three
four.
Shows.
Mm-hmm.
That were all, I think, fantastic.
Well, who knows? Because there's no audience. So the only person here watching was you.
Well, I was here.
And yeah. So I don't know if anything was good or not in those.
It was.
And it's much different doing it alone in your living room than performing on a stage in front of human beings. Mm. So I've been working really, really hard on the show and I'm really excited about the new show. I think that it's good and funny sometimes.
You seem happy. You seem happier doing this.
It's nice to have something that is not you know, just baby milk related.
Right.
As much as I mean, obviously I'm obsessed with our children and I love them and all I want to do is be around them. It's nice to have something that's like just a fun job that I like to do, my job and my passion and performing. Yeah. And so
you're
it's fun.
You're built for it. Yeah.
So it's been fun creating the show, but very stressful and really hard. And I think when I was pregnant with Flynn, I was like, oh, I'm going to go on tour with Flynn. And that was very hard, but manageable, but very hard. And when I got pregnant with the twins, I was like, oh, I'll just go on tour after I have the twins. It's impossible. It's impossible to write a show as a mom of three. It's impossible. And it is way a trillion times harder
than
it was
no
with Flynn.
There's no amount of Mary Poppins help.
No, there's no amount of help. It's
at this point.
No. Unbelievably challenging.
I found that for me as well,
right?
In work, you know. But you're doing it, dude.
Yeah, but I'm excited to get on stage. I'm very, very nervous.
Yeah, and we're all gonna go watch you for those first two dates because they're relatively close, and then
San Francisco and Sacramento.
And then I'll just
and then you'll
be holding it down
with the babies.
The other times you go to do this. So your first date is in San Francisco.
Uh huh.
What's your funnest San Francisco treat?
Oh, I have so many fun San Francisco stories. Yeah. One of my favorite memories in San Francisco is telling your brother we were pregnant with Flynn outside that old arcade. There's
that
like a vintage arcade.
That place is really cool, that vintage arcade there.
Yeah. I think one of my first shows of all time ever was in San Francisco. I like had just started doing Miranda. I was just starting to get a little bit of popularity. And one of my brother's good friends from high school lived in Sacramento or San Francisco. Did you say Sacramento or San Francisco?
I said San Francisco.
One of my brother's good friends lived in San Francisco. And so he came to the show. It was like at a little tiny venue, probably 50 seats, you know, small. And he came and after the show, there was a line to take pictures with me. And he took a picture of it. I still have the picture. And it's like a line of maybe like 20 people or something. Mm-hmm. And he sent that to my brother and he posted it on Facebook. He's like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. And I remember looking at that picture and being like, oh my God, it's the longest line in the world. I can't believe that many people wanted to take a picture with me. And like, it made me like tear up. And that was one of my first shows ever. It was in San Francisco.
It was
a little venue. And I drove up with a friend of mine and we did like a co-show together. It was fun.
Cool.
Anyway. Yeah.
My aunt lives there.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's sister. And when I moved out to LA, I drove across the country by myself and I went to San Francisco first. And I remember thinking, wow, what a cool city.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're going to do a show there again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What?
I don't have anything.
I thought you were going to tell a story about it.
I don't have any. I remember I ate Dungeness crab for the first time and it was an interesting crab.
It's yummy.
Different than blue crab that we have on the East Coast. It's Dungeness.
I love San Francisco. I love it so much. I've
cool
been
city.
So many times. I've done so many shows there and I've toured there. I went through there on my Christian choir tour.
Okay.
So I did that, but I've been there many times. I used to drive
there
up there.
For a while.
Yeah, your brother did live there editing
Honestly,
this podcast.
My
dad used to have, here's another fun story about San Francisco. My dad used to travel for business all the time.
Uh-huh.
And one time, I was like, can I go with you? And so me and one of my best friends, a neighbor friend of mine, we were like 13. We drove up to San Francisco with him and he had conferences all day and meetings all day. And we just sat in the hotel room all day. For the whole week.
You didn't even go walk
around?
No,
we were 13. We couldn't go do anything.
For a week?
For a couple days.
You said a week.
I meant a couple days. I think I said a weekend,
were
but
you
I meant
held
a couple days.
Captive?
No, but we loved it. And we literally sat in the hotel room the whole time.
Just eating Eggs Benedict every morning.
No, we didn't get room service. That's expensive. Anyway.
So now I'm going to read the rest of the cities and you just say one word, first word that comes to mind. Sacramento.
What?
Just like a word.
Taffy.
Are they known for taffy in Sacramento?
I just know that I've been to a candy store in Sacramento and they had a bunch of buckets of taffy.
May 12th, Toronto.
Oh, I forgot my lipstick. I'm going to say lipstick disaster. That's two words, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay. May 14th, New York City.
Broadway. Am I supposed to be saying things that happened to me or just like words? The
just,
first word
just
that comes
like
to
first
mind.
Word that pops in your head. May 15th, Reading, Pennsylvania.
I think of Hershey, but I know that's not near Hershey, but that's what I think of.
Is that the time you're gone away for 6 days?
Yes. Sorry.
I think I'm going to die.
You'll be great.
June 11th, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, man, do I love Vegas.
You love Vegas.
Boobs.
Boobs? Okay. Joliet, Illinois on June 17th.
Not Chicago.
Waukegan, Illinois on June 18th.
Nothing comes to mind. I don't know. I'm sorry, Waukegan.
Winnipeg, July 7th.
I don't think I've ever performed in Winnipeg, so I'm excited. It's kind of
Canadian stretch here.
Yeah, there is a Canadian stretch.
Calgary, Alberta.
Oh my gosh.
July 9th.
Negative 10 degrees. Last time I was in Alberta.
Not in July, I hope.
No.
Edmonton, July 10th.
Sounds like there's a lot of moose there, but meese? Edmonton? What? Why are you giving me such
a
weird
look? Your word for Edmonton is Edmonton?
No, I said moose.
Yeah, okay. Do you know...
Did you hear what I said? Are you listening to my words?
Moose, I think the plural of moose is just moose. And do you know that they can be huge?
They're massive.
They're so big.
They're huge.
And like dangerous.
Yeah, very, very evil mean.
PSA, don't try and pet a moose. I feel like they
I didn't know they were super big. I thought they were just like the size of like a horse.
No, they're way bigger.
I had no idea.
And then Vancouver.
Dreamland, my favorite place in the world. I'm so excited to go back to Vancouver. It's one of my favorite places in the whole entire universe. I love it there. It's so pretty. I lived there for 6 months, two different times for Haters Back Off.
It's
I love
a long
it
time.
There so much.
Yeah, I always forget how much longer you would be there because I would just be up there for a couple months shooting, but then you'd stay there for another
forever.
For post-production.
Yes. Yes, that was always a lonely time because
I don't know that other executive producers would do that. Writers. I mean, I guess they would if they
were
right.
Christopher did season one.
Yeah, I guess they would.
But yeah, I was, it was very lonely because like during production, the whole cast is there and it's all so fun and like everyone's together and it's a grand old time every day. So many people. And then post-production, it's like I was in a room alone with like an editor every day with maybe one other executive producer.
Pretty dark.
It was dark in that room.
Yeah.
And
I meant dark, like light wise, not like depression.
Yeah. But it was fun. I loved it. I love it. I'm very excited to go back. So yeah, get tickets if you haven't yet.
I'm going to go to the Vancouver.
You're
one.
Definitely the whole family. I want to go to Vancouver.
And, I kind of want to go to the Vegas one too.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to New York and see some friends from back East, but like,
yeah, I think the babies are still too little.
Yeah, because that's like such a long stretch. Like,
yeah.
I'll be here with them.
Yeah, and they can't last on the plane, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
But it's all right. I'm very excited for tour. But you know what I'm even more excited about? Daily Harvest.
You're more excited about Daily Harvest than you are your first
tour. That's how you know we love
years.
It.
Yeah.
But I'm serious because I've been so busy planning the show and with work and with the twins and everything. It's hard to find time, you know, for food.
Not if you look in our freezer and find a Daily Harvest smoothie.
That's
Or
bowl.
Or flat bread.
At the end of what can feel like an endless workday, the last thing you want to do is cook dinner, guys. But when your fridge is empty, that urge to order in and skip the cooking happens all too often. But
Thanks
to Daily Harvest, we don't have that takeout temptation as much as we used to. Daily Harvest helps to keep our freezer fully stocked up, like Eric said, with options that are delivered right to our door, and they're nutritious, delicious, nourishing, and ready in minutes. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, smoothies, lattes, and more built on organic fruits and vegetables. Daily Harvest has delicious options for any time of day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and dessert. Everything is always on hand in your freezer and ready to enjoy when you need it. What do you like, Levy? What's your favey fave?
I mean, they're all my favy faves.
Lately, I've been liking the strawberry peach smoothie, Avi.
That's a great smoothie. I always want to have that one, but I know that you like it. So I leave it untouched. And for you.
Thank you.
Jealous.
I appreciate that. That's love, guys.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favy fave, Lovey?
I do.
What is it? Tell me.
There's two things that go together really well.
What
tomato
are those two
and
things?
Basil.
I thought you were going to say you and me.
Put them on bread, but like it's flat.
There you go. Tomato, you know? Basil, flat
like
bread. Delish. Their healthy, clean options help keep us on track during those busy weekdays or nights. With Daily Harvest, we never have to question if the food we're eating is good for us. They create food that is good for our health and the health of the planet by supporting farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil and delivering food in recyclable and compostable packaging. Mm-hmm. Daily Harvest does the work, so all you have to do is eat it. Delicious, yummy, yummy, in our tummy. New on the scene is their delicious harvest bakes for those moments when you're looking for homemade feels without any of the work. Mm-hmm. They're ready to bake, veg-packed dishes sizzling with gourmet-level flavors that are big enough to share. You just won't want to. Avoid the takeout temptation and get Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/relax to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/relax for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/relax.
Are you okay?
What do you mean?
Oh, you have to go pump, right?
Yeah, I gotta go pump.
Looking for you. You're not touring alone, right? You're touring with somebody else.
With Miranda Sings.
Is that weird to tour with Miranda Sings?
Yeah.
How do you feel about her?
She's fine.
Is she fun to tour with?
As long as I just don't have to see her.
Yeah? You guys don't interact like backstage or anything?
No, we do not
interact. Because I never see you on stage at the same time as her.
No.
But like backstage, I just figured you guys would be friends. You've been touring together for so long.
We never interact.
You don't talk? Is there some bad blood there?
No, no bad blood. I just,
no, no, controversy?
No, no, no.
You just don't like her?
No, I like her fine.
It's just hard to get along with her.
No, it's not that. I just don't see her. I just don't, you know, we just don't interact. It's all good.
You don't talk.
No, no, no drama. It's all good.
No drama? It seems like there's drama. All right, you go pump. But I think, someone's coming in now.
You're so dumb.
Yeah. Come on in.
I like that you look as though I'm going to walk in from behind. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Here we go again.
You've been on three times, I think.
Who's counting? You, apparently.
Yeah, I'm always counting.
Why are you counting? Why are you so obsessed with me?
I just am such a fan.
Well, I came back because I'm waiting to get my paycheck. I never got paid for the first two. So I'm
Didn't?
No.
We don't pay.
Definitely not worth it if I'm not getting money. So
is that really?
Yes. So you need to give it to me.
If we gave you money, what would you do with it?
Buy things.
What?
Squishy balls. You know, the stress ones.
Uh-huh.
I get stressed.
You do?
Of course.
What is Miranda Sings stressed about?
Lots of things.
Okay.
Very many things. Yeah. There are a lot of things to be stressed about.
Lots of things.
Pickle jar doesn't open easily sometimes. I get very stressed about that.
For pickles?
Yes. Uh-huh. What about even
I don't like pickles.
When I try to open up a box of cereal? Like this morning, Cocoa Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
The whole entire top of it ripped. And it says, oh, push in here to close. Doesn't work.
That is true about cereal boxes.
Just rips open.
Right.
And then you can't even close it. It doesn't even say French.
How do you feel about people that put cereal in like separate containers that essentially act as the box for the cereal acted? Like, don't you think that's a bit insane to like take a bunch of cereals and put them in like cereal Tupperware containers, acting as if like this is a normal thing human beings do, is put things that already come in a container into another container?
Well, you know what?
Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of crazy, but you know what's even crazier?
What?
When people open the cereal uh-huh. and then just leave it free. Open to get stale within 5 minutes.
I understand.
And some people have to get Tupperware. To put cereal in because it all goes stale. Uh-huh. Every single box of it because someone else keeps them all open for the air to soggy it up and get nice and stale and ruined. So when you go to have a delicious bite of Lucky Charms, lo and behold, the marshmallows don't have a nice crisp crunch. They got a little chewiness and they get stuck in your molars because somebody left all the boxes of cereal open when
personal,
he feeds his children.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, yes, it is insane to have Tupperware that you put all your cereal into. However,
crazy.
Sometimes...
They also have like weird labels on them that like... Say the name,
it's
but
a
then-
last resort when someone else won't be responsible and close up the boxes or roll up the bag of cereal inside before closing up the box.
I never did
None
a bag roll.
You
I've
just
always
love
done like
stale cereals. Like are you insane?
Well, we've already established the top of the cereal box. It's not meant to be functionally opened and then push tabbed closed.
So
right?
Then of course you need to close up the freaking plastic.
But it still is a container. And then there's the bag that it's in, which is kind of, you just kind of just stuff it down, right? You don't roll
you
it.
You need to roll it or fold it because otherwise if you stuff it, it just gets stale.
I'm just, I am.
So you
I've
are
always been more of a stuffer.
An idiot is what you are. Doesn't work. You think stuffing is going to stop the stale. You got to close the seal.
Stop the steal?
Stop the stale.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, any other questions?
So you're going on tour.
Okay.
With my wife, actually.
Okay.
And she was just here, but she had to go pump.
That's perverted.
Yeah. You never pumped?
No. That's disgusting.
So you had kids too.
We don't talk about Bruno or
talk
children.
About Bruno? Who's Bruno?
Bruno, first of all. Oh. Second of all, I'm not going to let these cannibals eat from my body.
What do they eat?
They try to eat freaking
Is it stale
milk.
Cereal?
Well, yeah, at this house they eat stale cereal.
Uh-huh.
They can have whatever they want. I don't care what they eat, but they just aren't going to eat from me. That's cannibalism.
You have three children.
I didn't say that.
There's three kids. Like,
why are
just
you talking about
you?
Other people that are not me? The interview is for me.
That's true. So you're going on tour with my wife.
Okay.
And she was saying that, like, you guys don't interact much or talk
no,
much.
No, she's not supposed to go on tour with me. She's lying and she's trying to steal my thunder.
Uh-huh.
So she's not invited.
Okay.
It's my show, not hers.
Uh-huh. So. And what, is there like a, sometimes your tours have like a theme or a title.
Mm-hmm.
One was Who Wants My Kid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wasn't that what your last tour was called?
Yes.
Who Wants My Kid? Did anyone ever take your kid? Did you ever give that kid away?
No. What do you expect? I'm going to places like freaking Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And place, Waukegan. You think I'm going to give a kid away in these sketchy places?
No, that's oh, wow.
New York City?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not a chance.
No.
Vancouver? I'm not going to let my kid get the coops.
Is that a, sounds like a.
Sounds like an infection to me.
You're going to say in.
An infection.
Infection, yeah.
So anyways, yes, I'm going on tour. So big whoop. I'm here to get my money though.
You only came back to get your money from your past two appearances on this podcast?
So where is my money?
Can I Venmo you?
I don't want to speak of nasty things. I don't have that kind of a website.
Oh. Yeah, that Venmo does kind of sound like
real nasty.
It kind of sounds like.
Whose OnlyFans is that?
Right, yeah.
No. Venmo? Okay.
Venmo. So, Colleen Ballinger?
I don't know how you say her name. It doesn't make any sense.
Was just here. Who you're going? Is she like your opener, or how would you classify that?
She's not invited. It's my show. I don't know why.
So she just shows up to all the dates.
Yeah, she does. Okay, so what do you want? Okay, what are you
doing?
Well,
she was just here, and I did a kind of a word association all the cities that you're going to be in
with
her. So I wondered if you would maybe want to do the same thing. Yeah,
right?
It is boring. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm just going to say a city, and you say the first thing that comes to mind. It doesn't have to be like a one word. It can be like a story. It could be.
Why?
A phrase.
Why are we doing this?
It's just a game.
How is it a game? Is there a winner?
yeah, you will win at the end of it.
Oh, good.
Your
okay,
money
and then
for
I'll
being
play.
Here. Okay.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Boring.
Sacramento.
Ugly.
Toronto.
Toronto? That's not a city.
It's
is that
not?
A type of bowl?
A bowl?
Bowl.
A bowl?
Yeah. You know, the big animal with the horns.
Toronto?
Sounds like a bull. Why am I thinking of a bull?
What are you talking about? A bull?
Yeah, why am I thinking of a bull when you say Toronto?
Toronto?
Is there a bull named Toronto? Bullwinkle? Is that a bull? Is there a cartoon named Bullwinkle?
Bullwinkle was it's like a moose cartoon.
Okay, well, anyway, I don't know about that. Next.
Maybe you're thinking, okay. New York City, New York.
Pee-pee.
Uh-huh. I would say that as well. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Fish. Very fishy.
Are they known for fish in Reading, Pennsylvania?
I just thought Reading sounds like red and herring, red herring put together, and it's not a fish or something, a bird.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Porn.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think of. Well, I'm not thinking of porn. I don't think of porn, but that's when Vegas is a porny
city. I think you're
city.
Thinking of porn.
Vegas is a very porny city. I was walking down the street, and there was a little cards all over, like greeting cards. I thought I was like, oh, it's like a Hallmark store, but on the street.
My first time in Vegas.
Why are you interrupting me? Literally, I listen to your podcast sometimes when I'm forced to, being tortured. You're just interrupting the girl all the time, and now you're just interrupting me all the time. Let me freaking talk. You kidding me? Thank you. So I'm walking down Vegas, right? I'm looking all over the floor. It's like green cards, like a Hallmark store on the street. I'm going, oh, this is so nice. Happy birthday. Thank you. feel better soon type of thing. I'm thinking. I'm picking up. Chesticles with the full nip. All over it.
Like areola, the whole.
The whole areola.
They're not like greeting card size. They're like business card size. So it's weird that you, do you think that all greeting cards and sympathy cards are all like really small?
Yeah, aren't they?
Because that's the thing they do. They like slap it in their hands since they're like handing they're bigger, out these cards.
You haven't been to Vegas very often, kid.
So they're handing I'm telling out you, greeting card size advertisements birthday, for escorts.
Happy birthday, here's a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling?
There's pictures of that too. I seen at Chippendales. Don't act like you don't know Chippendales.
You've been to Chippendales?
No, but it looks like you would have gone. You look like that type of person.
I performed at it.
You performed at it? What's happening?
Joliet, Illinois.
Romeo.
Uh-huh. Waukegan? Waukegan, Illinois?
It sounds hairy. I don't know.
It does sound hairy there.
Doesn't it sound like everyone there has lots of hair?
Uh-huh.
I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying.
Winnipeg, MB.
Hmm.
What's the MB stand for?
Mary Beth.
Uh-huh.
You know the name Mary Beth?
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Winnipeg? Yes. That sounds really fun to Winnipeg. I've always wanted a pet pig.
Calgary.
Calgary.
AB. Calgary AB. What does AB stand for?
After birth of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
AB, after birth of Christ.
Yes.
So that sounds like an ancient city.
Edmonton, AB.
Am I going to a place called Edmonton?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't think I want to go there. I'll probably cancel that one.
Okay. And Vancouver, BC. What does BC stand for?
Before Christ.
Before Christ, yeah.
Yes, of course. So the last leg of the tour, all those BC, BDs, those are all ancient cities, biblical cities I'll be going to. So praise him.
And is there any, can you, I mean, you're here to promote your live show. Do you want to do any?
Do any what?
Any part of it? Do you want to perform any of it? Is there any kind of like sneak peek? What can the people, if they want to get tickets?
Well, you'll see me on stage, which is reason enough to get a ticket, even if I'm not doing anything. If I'm just standing there, it's worth money.
But you're going to perform, right?
Obviously, I'm going to perform, but I don't have to, is what I'm saying. So right. If you come and I don't perform and I just stand there for the full hour and a half, then you should still not complain. And that's a good money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be doing lots of fun things on the show and singing, dancing, acting, modeling, magicianing, all lots of different fun things like that.
And can you give us an example of any of those?
I have been this whole entire time singing, acting, modeling. You know, these are all things that I do. My nose is so itchy. I need to pick a booger and eat it. So I should probably go. I got to get a big one out of there. I can feel it.
So you have no problem talking about like boogers or eating boogers?
I eat them every day.
Uh-huh.
Got to go.
No.
Thanks for listening, everybody. That was a weird ending, but we're going to go.
Okay.
Bye, everyone. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.